his authority. And as long as you can have all the power in the world, all the ability in the world, but if you don't have authority, one little person has authority has all the power over you. So Lucifer has power, but he has no authority. Now I want you to follow this. When you meet this place today after this message, you will understand why you have authority. You will never be afraid of Satan again. You will never be afraid of spirits again when we finish this. So Lucifer had power, but he lost his authority. Now, his power is being cursed. The curse is all your power has been turned upside down. Best put this way, he went from light to darkness. So he became the power of darkness. He has power, but is now a dark power. It's no more in the light. He now rules at dark, dark power. We deliver from the power of darkness into the glorious light, liberty of the sun. So he has power, but is now dark. It's now evil power. It's no more for good. So Lucifer has power, but he's lost authority. So what happens? You can have power, but if you have no authority, you cannot operate. So what happened is, God now took the next level. I want you to follow this. He created man. Our brother said it. We can't go into that. Genesis 1:26. It says, God created, let's make man in our image and our likeness. So what did God, he created Adam, he created Eve, and what did he say? He gave them dominion. What is dominion? Dominion simply means authority. To operate under another authority that has the power to execute power. So God brought Adam and Eve under the power of heaven's influence, but today you will see the difference. Adam came, now Adam is operating under heaven. So here is this, and you soon see, heaven has all the power. So now, what I have not known and what I have not understood that we're about to break down tonight, I've always thought, every time in the Bible, you see the Bible says, I give you power over every power, 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 until God opened my eyes from one message and everything made sense. All through the Bible, so in the New Testament, there are two words for power. And that's where my confusion came. The two words for power in the New Testament, maybe one or two places maybe, but the two words for power in the New Testament is the word for dynamis, meaning power, power. And the other word for power is authority. Every time you look at the, click your Greek, anywhere, check your congregation history, anywhere you check the word power, you will see it's either dynamis or exousia. Exousia means authority. Authority means exousia. But then there's another place for power means dynamis. If you understand the difference, a light bulb will just come through. And I want to break it down for you. When Adam and Eve, when God told them, I'll give you dominion and stuff, it simply means, I'm giving you authority to operate under heaven's power on earth. God is the only power, but he gives us authority to operate under his power. There's no other source of power but God. We only are given authority and power. Authority gives you legal position operate and serve under power. But how do you gain authority? You have to be under authority. And to be under authority, the person who are under the authority has what they call, we call it a constitution here, but he has a will. The will of the kingdom of God is the constitution of heaven, is the word of God. If you disobey it, you disobey God directly. So, the will of God to Adam and Eve was, of every tree, everything in this world, I give it to you, and I give you the power, dominion, rule over every, the authority to rule on my behalf in the earth. You will steal whatever everything. But there's only one thing. Don't eat from that tree. That's the law of heaven. There is a spiritual law, the law of sin and death, and the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law is enforced by a judge. So here, don't eat. So the only power Satan has over a believer, Adams were the first believers in the Bible. The only power Satan has over Adam and Eve was deception. So he came to them and deceived them, convinced them, and when they believed, because we're not looking into that era, we're going somewhere, when they believed the lie, what did they do? God said in Genesis 3, Adam, you hearkened to your wife and you ate. They disobeyed. Disobedience is lawlessness, and lawlessness is iniquity. So, but we disobey, but again, just so I put this quickly here, just so you know, God never judges you when you disobey or you fall until you refuse to repent. That's why the first message is always repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Repentance is because accusation has come against us. So when God came to Adam, he says, Adam, basically God says, you have opportunity to repent. Repentance immediately restores you back to your original position. Adam refused to repent. He blamed Eve. He blamed who? He blamed the serpent. What does unrepentance do? It gives, let me put it this way. When they blame, they literally, by refusing to repent, they turn their authority over to Satan. Through rebellion, through lawlessness. So I want to read to you so you understand before we go further. I want you to see this with me. Open to the book of Luke chapter 4. In Luke chapter 4, please open to Luke chapter 4. If you're there, say amen. In Luke chapter 4 is the temptation of Jesus. I want you to hear this. As soon as the glory, the power, Jesus was given legal authority of the Holy Spirit rested on him. The badge of a police officer, he was now empowered, given a legal, Jesus is already filled with Spirit, he was given a legal authority, the seal of authority to operate in the air, to do what he's come to do. What happened? He was led straight into the wilderness to be tempted. And I want to read to you one of the final temptations. And this is from Luke chapter 4, verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this, does the Bible say power? All this power will I give to you, and the glory of them, for that is what is being delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. Did you see something I read there? I want to read it again. And the devil said unto him, all this, you know that word power there? In Greek is the word exousia. Let's put it this way. All this authority over the world has been given to me. It's been delivered to me. Who delivered it to him? See, God already gave man dominion, meaning if you study it, authority to serve under God's power in the earth. But now from the fall of man, Adam and Eve gave that authority to Satan. From that moment, the Bible says Satan, what was hidden from all men, Paul says, the God of this age has blinded the mind of man. The God of the age. Satan now became the God of the world, darkness. Darkness has come upon man because of the separation, and Satan now rules over mankind. Now, when Satan and darkness rules over mankind, basically the will of God is not being enforced. So, when Jesus' time came, all the way from heaven, one, to restore us back through his blood, to satisfy the requirements of sin, and to restore us, the first thing he had to confront was deception. The first thing Adam and Eve failed was deception. And Satan came back again and said, I'm going to cause you to fall. But this is God. This is one of God. What did Jesus say? Get behind me, for only God I worship. So, Jesus now ruled in authority, demonstrated authority. Everywhere he went and preached, they said he preached with authority, he preached with power. What does it mean to preach with authority? It's not the sound of your voice. It's not how loud you are. Is the spiritual world knows when you say this is this, this is that, and heaven puts a seal on it. Legally, heaven seals you as an ambassador on the earth. And so Jesus gave an example of what that is. So now Jesus is about to leave, and the greatest fight he had to encounter, the last battle with Satan. Psalm 22, David saw this battle. What did Jesus was talking about, the dogs and all the things. On that Gethsemane, Jesus fought and prayed and prayed and prayed. The greatest recorded wrestling and prayer in the spirit. Every Bible, the greatest manifestation of the prayer of Jesus is recorded at the garden. What was the war about? It was God's will or my will. So Jesus fought. It doesn't matter what level, different levels of submitting to the will of God, but this is the highest level now he had to face. So at the end, breakthrough came. And what was the breakthrough? Not my will, but thy will. The message of the cross is the battle between our will and the will of God. Paul says, I die daily. What does that mean? I submit to God's will daily so that my will not prevail on a daily basis. The cross is where the will of the flesh, Abraham, you know, Abraham, my will and God's will confront. The cross is where we surrender our own righteousness, our will, for whatever heaven has, as it is in heaven, it must be. Jesus says, if there's no other way, then your will be done. And he went and died, because that was the will of God. And that's what we call the message of the cross. And that's why I say flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Let's put it with the will of flesh and blood. Each man cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So now, Ishmael and Isaac, if they stand right now, they are from the same father. But Isaac has authority. Ishmael does not have authority under the will of God. So, now, Jesus says, not my will, but your will be done. Guess what? 4,000 years of Satan holding keys. Remember Jesus says no man can go into the kingdom of God except they do the holding men captive, holding men walking according to the course of their life, their own will, the will of Satan, the will of darkness. 4,000 years holding men captive, except for a few people that found the will of God. Jesus did not defeat him by binding him, did not defeat him by casting him out, he did not defeat him through miracles and wonders. He finally regained authority, took the keys of hell and death, snatched every authority Satan has taken from Adam, the first Adam. Jesus took back the keys of authority from Satan. And I want you to see this, why he says pray for the will of God. Luke 9:1, Jesus called his disciples together and he told them, when he was training them, this is training, he says, I'm going to send you out to preach with my name. And he says, Jesus called them together and says, I give you power to go and preach. Power over every devil. My brothers and sisters, if you look at that word in Luke 9, that word power means I give you authority to use my name. If you go to Luke 10:19, I want you to go there, I want you to see it. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you see? I want to read it to you again. Behold, I give unto you the word power, that means authority, means exousia. It's not dunamis. Every power word in New Testament is either exousia or dunamis. Here Jesus says, I give you exousia. I give you authority over all dunamis. Check it there, the word for power there, over all dunamis of the enemy, over all the power of darkness. Satan has power, but it's dark power. So the power of God is power, but it's light power. As light has power over darkness, so does authority operating under God has power over all darkness. If you turn the light on, every power of darkness here splits. So it says, I give you authority to operate legally under the power of God's light. And when you represent me as light, the light will follow you, that authority will follow you. You go with the authority and that power of God will follow into darkness, and darkness will become light. Over all power of the enemy, always remember this, no matter how powerful Satan is darkness. No matter how small your authority is light. And you still have power over all darkness. Legally. Under the throne of heaven. So, having said that, I want to again use one example and then we'll seal this. Before we take a quick break and seal this together. Satan has power. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. I know a minister. I saw him. I talked with him. He told me all this. He's lived it. He has his testimony on tape. God has put so much gifts on him. I mentored him. I talked with him. So much gift on him. But there was a day he went to minister. He was 100% drunk. And that day, the gifts of God was flowing. People were healed. So many people were healed. People were speaking in tongues. The power did not leave. But he had no connection with God. They were saying that day, we cast out devils in your name. We did so many miracles, but God says there was no connection. He says, only those who do the will of my Father. So that's the reason why. To be a child of God, to be a servant of God, the Bible says you must come under the authority of heaven. You cannot come under the authority of heaven when we already have our own set will. When we already have the will of our nation, when we have the will of man, we have the will of, everybody has their own will, and then we have the will of darkness. So Jesus says, you cannot do it. So you have to depend on the Holy Spirit through prayer. You have to always wait and say, God, is this your will? And you pray until you receive. Jesus says, I don't do anything unless what I see my Father. I have only come to do the will of the Father. So he prays and he's wait. He prays and he waits until it's clear it's God's will. Even though he had power to stop the centurion servant, to stop people, to do what, he has power. But he came to defeat the thing that takes authority from us. You can have all the power like Jesus is, but the only way the kingdom of God is enforced on earth is, the only thing the power of God enforces to bring glory to God is the will of God. So Jesus says, Mary, I cannot come now and heal Lazarus. The Spirit of God said, wait. Lazarus is going to receive, he's not going to die, but I have to wait for God's time. You're my friends, I love you, but I have to do what only what God is telling me to do. By the time he went to Lazarus, he was still 4 days in the grave. If I was in his shoes, that's my friend. These are people that cook for me all the time. God, you've given me this power, I'm going to go heal that man right now, and I'll do it. But Jesus has become one, is God in the flesh, is the Son of God. Said the Son can do nothing except what he hears from the Father. He was a perfection of what it means, thy kingdom come, your will be done. The greatest temptation and the greatest test of man is not having power, it's not having money, it's not having children, but is doing it God's way. Waiting on God to say this day, that way, or that. So that's why God said of Saul, God wanted to teach us another lesson. He raised up a king and used his own anointing, put it on his head, and said, Saul, when you are nobody, I made you to rule over my people, because the people want it. So here is the anointing. What is anointing? Means seal of power. Office. I give you this office, I put oil upon you. But Saul will not submit to anything that is God's will. Saul kept using this power for when he wants it, what he wants to do, until God sent Samuel to Saul and says, this man is not doing anything that heaven wants with the power. So, I found me a young man here that will do what I want with, when I give him power. So, go anoint him. He's going to be king and he's going to use his power for what I want for Israel, not what Saul is doing. So, guess what? Saul was still having power even after God has taken authority from him. But he was now using this power without God's approval. The power was still operating, but it was for himself. And finally, Saul kept operating. Guess what the Bible says? The Spirit of the Lord left him, and an evil spirit took over. So you can be in church, and you're not submitting to the will of God. You can be operating under power with another spirit. Paul will be among prophets and prophesy. Paul will be among this and do this. It was, the gift was everywhere, the power was everywhere, but it was a different spirit. But it was still in authority. The power now is on David. The oil is upon David. So it doesn't matter if Saul was in power, has office, but that office is no more doing the will of God. It's doing the will of Saul. Satan has power, but is now used for his own kingdom, his own will. And God says, you're not part of me. And Jesus came, and Jesus says, I'm equal with him, but as long as I'm in this flesh here, I will only do what he sent me here to do. And he finished it in 3 years plus. So, from everything I've shared with you, from the centurion, he says, I've not seen such great faith. It takes faith. Faith means confidence in what you say. So it takes faith to submit under authority. It takes a lot of faith for somebody to give you $1,000 or $2,000 and say, you know what, spend it this way, this way, this way. And you take it and do it whatever you want. Not the way the person wants. God does not have problem with power. The only source of power is from heaven. But the problem is, the moment you start using that power for yourself, it turns to darkness. It turns, another spirit comes in. So what we have now is, the moment you're not using the power of God for his purpose, you lose the authority. And that's where we are. We've lost authority, even though we're still the church. The authority we're talking about is not that we're not having church, we're not doing things. The authority is simply the approval of God to dethrone the powers of darkness. So, that brings me to the two police officers. We all come to church. We all answer Christianity. We all wear these police clothes. We all speak in tongues. We all do all these things. But do we have a legal right? When we use the name of Jesus, does what we're using it for manifest what we're saying? Does the spirits tremble? When a police officer comes to you, how do you feel? When you violate, you know you violated the traffic light. When he comes to you, you say, oh, I'm sorry, officer, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Or you're shaking. If, forbid you, if the person is a criminal or he's stealing some money, because he knows the police officer is going to check his record, then the fear even gets worse. When we have authority, demons tremble. Because they know you legally has power over every power of darkness. It's not how many years you've been a Christian. It's faith. As a child of God, Jesus says, unless a man be born again, the moment you're born again, and you can see and understand, and you submit to the word of God, angels will submit to your authority. The Spirit of God will operate. And Isaiah 61 verse 2 says, verse 1 and 2 says, Jesus came before the people he's been around. He said, sat and read Isaiah, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord What is the spirit of the world? It means the office of the Holy Spirit. The power of God. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me. He's put the seal of the office of the Spirit. He's anointed me. That's Christ, the anointed one. He's anointed me to preach. He's anointed me to do this. If you study that word anointed means, he's been given legal authority. Now, if you don't understand that, that doesn't make sense. Look, Matthew 28. 19. Before he left, he called his disciples. He says, the Bible says, all power in heaven and on earth is being given unto me. Now go and make disciples, isn't it? Now, do you know what that word means? Go look at it. It's the word exousia. All authority in heaven and on earth is being given to me. Power is not a problem. Once you are in the kingdom, you are already under the power of God's kingdom. The problem is understanding your authority. Understanding you have legal right over every other dark power. It's not your power. It's God's power. We just have legal rights as his children. We have the authority. See, if a semi-truck, a big semi-truck, you know those big semi-truck, is running with a speed. Running with a speed. All he needs to do is to see that green light flash at the back. He sees that police green light. No matter how big that truck is, no matter how fast it's running, it's going to wind down. That little car can make every other car, can make that trailer stop when that green light shows up. Why? Because he has authority to enforce disobedience on the road. When we started doing deliverance and praying for people, I didn't understand the depths of this. I always power. So when I'm praying, I'm always, when I'm casting out devils or praying for people or this, I'm always shouting power, you know, just because I'm always, so I just think I have to make God's power, I just have to faith God, give me faith to, I'll pray, sometimes spend a whole night to do deliverance before the Spirit comes out. But as God started giving understanding, the level of faith started increasing without efforts because of understanding. Light came and God says, no, it's not this, you are already under the power of the kingdom of God. You just have to know you have authority. So I started and come out. The person will struggle a little bit. That's it, it's over. It's not your power, but you have access to it legally through the blood of the Lamb. No devil, no spirit can challenge you if you know your authority. You see, the police officer is just like you, like me. They are the same thing. The uniform and that certificate brings them under the authority of the whole United States law. It's not their power, it's United States law. But they just have a right to enforce that, and we shake. They just have authority. But it's not their power, it's United States power. They are enforcing because of the law, and they just have legal rights. So my brothers and sisters, when Jesus says, I've given you power over all power, it's very hard. See this way, I've given you legal right over all power because you're my sons and daughters. But then it becomes enforceable when you are under authority. You can never use authority if you are in disobedience to authority. Satan will accuse you because he's called to be an accuser. Amen? So let's take a few minutes of reflection. Digest this, meditate on this. It's not a break for you to, you know, just take a moment, reflect on what you just heard. And 5 minutes, we'll come back and we'll seal this with some strategic prayer. Just take a moment and digest what you have.